Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Asking yourself, what is the Real Talk for Real People show? It's an in-depth study by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It's, in our cases, if you're committed to study, it's like watch people. Not only do you watch everything and everyone, so you should, and look at it through the microscope of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, you must do something also. And so we do these critical analysis and assessment, not for a warm, fuzzy feeling, but simply just for the sake of it. We do it to gather information that is needed, because everything in life is codified, and you must take it seriously. Just like electricity, you must take your studies quite seriously by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And also, in conjunction with that, his nation. As I said, mentioned about electricity. If you don't exercise yourself properly with electricity, it can cause you to be dead. On the same token, if you don't exercise yourself properly, codified, with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, taking his bird's eye view seriously, critical analysis and assessment seriously, while leaving no stone and leaf unturned seriously, to make the right application. As electricity can cause you to lose your life, not taking it seriously. You must be aware of the fact that not taking the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov can get you dead too. And I'm not talking just only in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, your soul. So we pray that you take these studies seriously and that you apply them seriously. And you may be wondering, why, Yom Suf? Take a look around you, your communities, your homes, your environment. We're just running around here like we're crazy. We have no sense of purpose in our direction. Every man or woman and our child going about their own way, not a uniform way, not a national way. It's all about self, especially in this Western Hemisphere. We've been socially engineered and conditioned to be all about self. It's not working out for either one of us. We're running around here for what? We want to stay here for what? What is it in your interest to stay here? Your families are torn apart. Your communities are torn apart. You're crazy as you want to be. You kill each other for little to nothing. What's here for you? But we would say this. In these studies, you will find out who you are, and what you should be doing. You will have some sense of direction and a purpose. You'll know what gathering yourself together means. You'll know about crying out to the Most High for your ancient ones and yourselves. You'll know about doing what you can, how you can, and when you can for your people, because it's part of the rebuilding of a nation. Not just foolhardy nonsense. I got mine. You better get yours too. We ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. You may have a little education. You may have a little college. You may have a little money, but whatever you got is theirs, and they can take it away from you anytime they get ready. There again, that's why these studies are essential. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf Ari, what the we you're making reference to? Well, they're fellow students like me, and they watch people like me. They watch everything. And in juxtaposition, they're watching through the eyes of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. and they have understanding. And they can help you get understanding too. Take, for instance, Sister Abia from New York City. Sister Abia has been studying the Most High going on 10 years. You may say, well, what's 10 years? It's much more than what you got if you ain't been studying anything. And most importantly, if you hadn't been applying anything. You got folks that studied 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, don't know nothing. But our actions are indicative of our studies. She know about Yah will gather, not us. Go to that site. She's a part in the process of rebuilding. She don't just read about it. She do about it. And she's been very instrumental in helping the nation rebuild. Also, on a personal level, she's helped many a brother and sister who didn't have much, but they went to her for assistance. Because she knows it is required of her. And she's not looking for a parade. She's doing what we all should be doing. And our actions are reflective of a love for the Most High in our nation. Not I got mine, you better get yours. And I can read and study a 30, 40 years and still don't know nothing. Not like some. And I talk about studying a lot. Cartrell is from New York City also. Cartrell, on the other hand, have studied a lot. But he's not been one of these brothers and sisters just doing a lot of study and showboating and showing out. He utilized his study. He utilized it on many occasions, but this one or two occasions in particular, when he was 14 years old, looking for love in all the wrong places, to the Most High caught it. He said, hold on, young man. You think you know it all? But you don't know much at all. He sent Cartrell to King Darwin, Korah, Levi brothers, Aesop, and so on and so forth. They taught him about the Most High. Yes, King David taught him about the Most High. Taught him where to look for love and how to apply that love. And Cartrell did. He found out through the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That was the cornerstone of love. Because of that, the Most High showed him a difficulty. The love of his wife, children, and grandchildren. But he had to get it first and foremost from the Most High. Contrary to being a young fellow, wife, knew a man got to take care of his family, although he was an educated brother, still is, for that matter. But he didn't bank on his intellect. He liked to feel of wood. Cartrell got into carpentry. Cartrell may have assumed that in the field of carpentry, made two or three stories. I can handle that, but come to find out it was quite something different. It was these high towers, like the twin towers. And the seventh tower he actually worked on. Cartrell had fears and trepidations about it, but he knew where to go. Unlike some of you. That's why you're always begging, crying, Black Lives Matter, please don't shoot me, and all that nonsense. Cartrell ain't about to ask nobody for nothing. Not no human being that is. It's going to go to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, as we all should be doing. Which he did, in that case, as far as those heights are concerned. Cartrell went to the Most High in prayer. He asked the Most High to be his rock, his shield, his high tower, his buckler, and let him hide beneath the pinions of his wings, as far as those heights was concerned. The Most High did that for us. Cause you ever get up every morning asking the Most High, testing the Most High? The Most High honored his prayer. And after his prayer been honored by the Most High, cause you ever thank and praise the Most High? Just like some of us. Cartrell knew that the Most High wanted a genie on a lamp, in a lamp, something he can put on the back burner. He knew this is a real situation. That the Most High needed his love too, needed his appreciation for what he did for him. Cottrell gave it to him. So those are the weak. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Abby, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. I'm really excited. I was excited today. I was so happy. Yah blessed me finally so I can get to see my nephew again.
Right.
So I spent my day with my three men, my two sons and my nephew. I hadn't seen him in a while because he was in that accident and everything and couldn't travel. But I thank y'all for that, and I thank you for your kind words. But I have to say, without you and Brother Contreras, without you having this platform, I wouldn't have been able to be knowing y'all the way I'm learning him today. So I thank you for that, you and Brother Contreras.
Thank you. We appreciate you too, sister. And we're happy. And I'm pretty sure Contreras, when he comes on, will express the same sentiments, that you had the opportunity to meet with your sons and your nephew. And we're quite additionally happy that you're with us in these studies too.
Okay?
Now, Cadriel from New York City. Cadriel, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Bless y'all, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So good to hear your voices. That's why I look forward to this show. When it comes on, no doubt.
Exactly. Same here.
And all praise to the Holy One of Israel for bringing your son and your nephew back to the family. Glad to hear that he's healed and functioning again. No doubt.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
And y'all too.
Good to hear your voice always.
Praise y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people don't like to hear my voice, but I'm glad y'all do. But anyway. It's good to hear.
Well, I can listen to it 24 hours a day. It sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me,
well,
too, brother.
I know the Alphabet Boys be trying to shut us down every now and then, but it seems like they got their hands full now.
You better believe it. Mm-hmm. What do you say? You reap what you sow.
Yeah. And we ain't nowhere near the threat that they facing now. You could call us black, Hebrew, extremist identity. You could call us terrorists if you want. But we ain't matching what's going on out there now. The Most High judging these people for what they've done.
How that looks like it.
Yes, sir. We just got to hang on to Yah. And I'm so glad that I found Yah when I was 14. He always introduced me in my story at 14. Yeah. That book is alive. Out of all the books that you read in the world that you've read, the one book that we're reading right now, it's really alive. And when Yah is begging us to come back to him and to return to him, you better find out who he is real quick if you don't. And you could test him and try him and prove him, as Sister Abigail found out. And like you said, I don't take it to nobody but the Most High. And what I learned that from King David. David found out who Yah was, so let me find out.
Exactly.
To find out if it's true or not. Why read something, all these wonderful words, you come to find out it's not true? That would be disappointing, right?
It would be.
It would. It would.
But Yah is real.
He certainly is, my brother. Praise Yah. Well, y'all, it's good to hear y'all's voices, Scott Jim said. Let's get some studies in and let's be watchmen and watch women. And let's share the love of the Most High. Praise y'all. Chapter 35, Ezekiel. The Most High is continuing in an indictment of nations. And one of them is our brother, Edom. He says, moreover, the word of the Elohim came to me saying, who is this person speaking? In the third person, son of man, set your face against Mount Seir which is the capital of ancient Edom, and prophesied against it, and said to it, thus say Yah Elohim, behold, O Mount Seir, I'm against you. I will stretch out my hand against you. I will make you most desolate. I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate. Then you shall know that I am the Elohim. Because you have, and here's the deal. They still have this ancient hatred. You know, Esau had it against Yaakov. And his relative, this nation, has it. Is it because you have had an ancient hatred and have shed the blood of the children of Israel in conjunction with that by the power of the sword at the time of, when they had problems, you here you come, by the power of the sword at the time of their calamity. When their iniquity came to an end, therefore as I live, says Yah Elohim, I will prepare you for blood, and blood shall pursue you. Since you have not hated blood, therefore blood, yeah, you love blood, you're a bloody people. Therefore blood shall pursue you. Thus I will make Mount Seir, the capital, most desolate, and cut off from it one who leaves and one who returns. I will fill his mountain with the slain on your hills, in your valleys, and all your ravines. Those who are slain by the sword shall fall. I will make you perpetually, never ending desolate. And your city shall be uninhibited, which they are. Then you, on their land, that spot of land, I ain't talking about what he had right now, but on their land, it's uninhibited. Then you should know that I am the Elohim. Is it because you have said, this is what you said, Edom, and your descendants, because you have said these two nations and these two countries shall be mine. You wanted it for yourself, not only your own land, your own nation, but you wanted Israel's part. And you said, we will possess them, although the Elohim was there. Therefore, as I live, said Yah Elohim, I will do according to your anger and according to the envy which you have shown in your hatred against them. Who is them? Us. That's why y'all, some of y'all don't understand this. I will make myself known among them when I judge you. Then you should know that I am the Elohim. I've heard all your blasphemies against this nation, which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying about my people, they are desolate. They are given to us to consume. We got them now, boys, round about. Thus with your mouth, as a result, you have boasted against me. I mean, you attacking them is personal with me. It ain't what you think it's going to be. And multiplied your words against me, going against them by virtue. I've heard them, Yah says. Thus said Yah Elohim, the whole earth will rejoice. Because y'all are hot mess. Y'all are bloody people. You hate your kinfolk. You try to take what your kinfolk got. And by virtue, you going against me on this. And the earth will rejoice when I make you desolate. As you rejoice because of the inheritance of the house of Israel, when they was having a bad time, you were hee-hee and ha-ha, laugh-laugh, chuckle-chuckle. As a matter of fact, you joined in. So I will do to you, and you shall be desolate, O Mount Seir, capital of Edom, as well as all of Edom, your whole nation, all of it, all of it. Then they should know that I am the Elohim. Well, I tell you what, Edom had it going on with our ancients, had that ancient hatred. Edom seemed to have it going on there. And they joined forces with universal white race supremacy and anything else they can do to get at us. But not, this ain't going to be pretty at the end. He who laugh, ha, 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 and join forces with the conspiracy, the confederation against us, especially our so-called brothers, they're going to reap what they sow. As Malcolm X says, chicken going to come home to roost, and you better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So, going against the Most High people, his inheritance, and joining forces, doing everything you can do to conspire against them. And as we speak, they're doing the very same thing. You might not know who they are, and we know where some of them at. But they're conspiring universe. Now, they may be holding a spot of land over there to try to take, try to make it their inheritance. But they are all over. They just like universal white race princes. Okay? Be assured of that fact. Don't think they're just in one little spot there conspiring against you. They're universal. And they have joined forces with the Confederation, especially universal white race supremacists. As a matter of fact, they've become an outpost there in the so-called Middle East. I don't know what that is, but that's what they call it. Most I didn't call it Middle East. But as Cottrell says and I say, wherever they go, they name things the way that they want to name it. Just like they name the land of Kush, Africa. Just like they named the Native Americans, Indians. They name you niggas. So you go along with it because you don't, unfortunately, you don't know what I said about you are beautiful people. I love you. Even though y'all sick in the head, I still love you. You my inheritance. Y'all got a way out. But unfortunately, just look at us. And I speak, I tell you, in the beginning, look at us universally. We're crazy as we want to be. And you don't have to be like that. That's the sad part about it, Cartrell Navia. The way we are a hot mess, and it ain't got to be that way. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Abby, y'all have the
blessings.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Bless his holy name. And like you said, the Most High gives us the antidote, so we don't have to be like that. He shows us in the mirror what we look like, what our fathers look like, and he shows us how to remedy the situation. It's on us to take the cure.
Amen.
But it also shows that the Most High is watching everything that everybody does on his planet Earth. Even our brother Edom, right?
Right.
Because of the ancient battle. How ancient is this battle? It goes all the way back to Rachel, right?
Exactly.
She had to go to the Most High. She said, what's going on with this pregnancy? And Most High told her, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples were in your bowels. They were fighting while they were being born, Jacob and Esau. That's how ancient this battle is. It's a long battle because our brother Esau, he came out against Jacob, and Jacob had to kill him with kindness. Esau came out with 400 men to take Jacob out because he was hateful, envious, and jealous. He wanted to put the sword on our father Jacob right then and there, but the Most High didn't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
you know what, can I interrupt you for a second? You know, Cartrell, you know, I, the father of our nation, Yaqub, he can teach us a whole lot about something. You know, a lot of us are so arrogant, Cartrell, and so ego run amok. Yaqub was nothing like that. He was not arrogant. He humbled himself. He showed his brother some love, and he deferred the anger. Like you said, Katya, Esau was coming to do him in. Sometimes, as a nation, sometimes we learn to shut our mouth, stop trying to, I'm a man, I'm a woman. And sometimes being a man or woman means shutting your mouth and using your head instead of your mouth. And outthinking your competitors, you know, and let the Most High work through that, you know. So a little humility, Cartrell, a matter of fact, a lot of us, humility in our case goes a long way, and a lot of not trying to put yourself as something special, sometimes carry the day for us, Cartrell. Thank you, Cartrell. I'm sorry for apologizing.
No, No problem. It's important for us to know the story of this ancient battle, because we're still fighting it today, even though we don't know it. Our brother Esau, right, Edom, we are talking about, he still promotes himself as if he's Jacob, right? He says he's Jewish, and he's not from Judah. He's from Edom. He's from Esau, who thought he had the right of the firstborn, but he sold it. And he swore that after his father died, Isaac, that he would kill Jacob. And that's been in his heart from then until now. That's why we're under duress. That's why the Most High said, when he was down, you pointed him out. You brought the sword against him. That's not what a big brother does.
No.
Right? That's like the Cain and Abel stuff. Mm-hmm. But Jacob showed Esau more love than Esau showed Jacob. And that was Jacob's secret weapon in order to keep Esau at bay. But when we became a nation, they became a nation, they still attacked us at our weak point. We was coming out of Egypt. They attacked the elders and the children. They didn't attack the warriors. That's why the Most High is so angry with them. But every time we're in a vulnerable position, they always seem to come on the scene, not to help us with the sword, but to attack us.
Well, Cartrell, my brother, and let me apologize here. You know, most of those slave ships were owned by Jewish owners. That's a form of attack,
yeah.
Cartrell. When you are the financiers of the so-called slave trade, okay? They know what they were doing.
And just like then, it's like it is now. Who the World Bank is? Who the finances? It's Esau. It's Edom. He's
right.
Sitting in the fat place of the earth and basically directing the nations. Because if you're the World Bank, you got mad power.
Mm-hmm.
The Rothschilds, the DuPonts, the Rockefellers, these are Esau. This is Edom.
Exactly.
And they use their might and power, right?
Exactly.
They're using our inheritance to deceive the world into believing that they are Yah's chosen. That's why the nations support them. That's why the nations support Israel. You know, they give $3 billion a year to the nation of Israel every year, United States alone.
I tell you what, Cartrell, I bet we won't see that kind of money in our communities.
not the way the structure is now, but y'all going to rectify that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to turn it around. So Edom is our twin, right?
Right.
He's Jacob's twin brother, and he hasn't suffered like his twin brother. But guess what? He's going to feel the pain that Jacob felt. That's what y'all saying. You're going to feel what Jacob felt. You're going to be embarrassed just like Jacob. He said the world is going to mock you like you mocked your brother in his calamity.
Right.
And we're in our calamity right now. He ain't trying to help us either. Our brother Esau is not trying to help us.
Well, whatever help he gives, it's real window coding. It's not sincere help of real deep substance. It's superficial.
And their words, right? Most I guess them about their words. He said that I'll make you perpetual desolation, your cities will not be inhabited. Why? Then you'll know I'm Yah. You still gonna know that Yah is Yah. He ain't playing. Because you have said, what did they say? These two nations and these two countries will be mine, and we will possess it. What two countries are they talking about? They're talking about Israel and Judah, when the two nations and the two countries are split, right?
Mm-hmm.
They was watching us the whole time, waiting for our demise. When Yah brought us down, they jumped right in. They couldn't wait. Yah said, okay, whereas therefore, if I live, says Yah, I will do according to your anger. Because you thought that was supposed to be your possession in the first place, but you sold it to your brother Jacob, according to your envy, which you have shown out of your hatred against them. They talk about we a hate group. No, we're not a hate group. We try to love everybody. We try to share love with the world. But Esau, on the other hand, they are full of hatred, disguised, right? It's disguised.
Mm-hmm.
But they perpetuate hatred against us. You're not telling the world the truth about us. You're calling us niggas and gangbangers and blacks and African Americans. No. That generates hatred towards us. You should tell the people who we really are and what really happened to us. But they're not going to do that. Y'all's going to do that. I will make myself known among them when I judge you. He's going to make, y'all's going to make himself known to who? Us.
What?
That's why we're supposed to be trying to find him now. If you understand the story. I will make myself known among them, Israel, when I judge you, Edom. You will know that I, Yah, have heard all your insults, niggas, blacks, African Americans, coon. Yeah, you generated that. Hollywood generates the negative image of our people, don't they?
Yes, indeed.
And who controls Hollywood? We all know who controls Hollywood. Metro Goldwyn Mayer. Okay. Yeah. I have heard all your insults, which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying they have been laid desolate. They have been given to us to devour. And that's what they're doing. They're devouring Yah's land. The land is not holy. You got gay pride parades going on in the Holy Land. The land is being devoured. You have magnified yourself against me with your mouth. Be careful what you say, and I multiply your words against me. I have heard it. So don't worry about a thing. Because Yah hears all, Yah knows all, and Yah's about to judge. But he's going to make himself known to us first. And we better get to know him real quick. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
That's why these people fear us, waking up and knowing who we really are. Because once Yah makes himself known to us, their judgment is coming. From the looks of it, word is getting out.
All right.
All right, Godrea. So, Abby, do you have anything, any commentary to say?
No, I'm good listening.
Thanks very much, Godrea. Appreciate that, brother.
No doubt. All praise to the Most High.
Praise the Most High, Godrea. Certainly so. Godrea, I know you have another beautiful study in Psalms that we like to study in. Would you please share one with us?
My pleasure. Another song sung by Brother Asaph. Yes. And he has much wisdom, which I didn't give him enough due, but he carries on where King David left off. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even for our brother Asaph. Psalms 82. Yah presides in the great assembly. He judges among the gods. And that might be misinterpreted like, oh, there's other gods besides the great Elohim, the God, the eternal. That word gods means powers. And he's given man dominion over his creation, which is why we have power over tigers and bears and all the animals of the earth. We don't fear them. They fear us. Even though they got claws and fangs, they run faster, jump higher. They submit to us. So we have the power over them by way of Yah. And you'll see. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? That's what leaders of nations do, right? Judge unjustly, show partiality to the wicked. America being a perfect example. And a lot of people, other nations follow the lead of America. I can't just put America out there. Because our kings judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked. Every nation, all these nations, because we follow the other nations. What is the responsibility of these powers that Yah has given these leaders of the earth? To defend the weak, the poor, and the fatherless. With all this power that you have, and many of them call themselves gods. You know, the king of Tyre called himself God. You know, Pharaoh called himself God. We know people walking around today call themselves gods. Yeah, y'all got powers, but you're not Almighty God. With these powers that you have, you're supposed to be like the true and living God. And what does he do? Defends the weak, the poor, and the fatherless. maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. But we know America's never going to do that. They're not going to stand up for our rights or try to get us out of poverty or take oppression off of us. Rescue the weak and needy. That's what Yah wants these powers to do, because that's what he's going to do. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. That's what he's going to do, even though these nations don't do it themselves, because we're definitely in the hand of the wicked. They don't know. Neither do they understand. Yah speaking to all these nations, all these powers. They walk back and forth in darkness, about to destroy themselves, about to destroy creation and everything in it. All the foundations of the earth are shaken with these powers that Yah has given men, right? Nuclear power, military power. How they destroying the rainforests with their technology. How they destroying the oceans with their technology. How they destroying the air with their pollutants. All the foundation of earth is shaken. The Most High said, I said, you are gods. You do have power. I've given you powers. All of you are sons of the Most High. Oh, they go Christianity out the window, because Jesus is not the only begotten son. You know, I say he got sons. All of you are sons of the Most High. Every human being on earth are children of the Most High. Right? That's what he's saying. Nevertheless, you shall die like men and fall like one of the rulers. Our prayers arise, Yah. Judge the earth, for you inherit all of the nations. How many nations?
All.
Yah owns all the nations. He created every human being on earth, which is why he calls us his sons. But do we deserve the title that he's given us? No, we don't want to die. We want to live according to Yah's righteous path so we can praise him forever. We don't want to fall like the one of the rulers. And he's not only talking about men, he's talking about angelic powers too, because they too were created by Yah. And some of them are out of line. Some of them are really out of line. And we read about them in Genesis. Sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair to look upon, and they took them as wives, which they weren't supposed to do. So there's angels that rebel against Yah, who caused men to rebel against Yah. And all of them are going to be destroyed. So we don't want to walk that path. And we want Yah to come and defend the weak, the poor, the fatherless, to maintain the right of the poor, the oppressed, to rescue the weak and needy, because that's what we are, and deliver us out of the hands of the wicked. That's the main part of the prayer. So arise, Yah, judge the earth. Don't let man judge it. We'd rather be judged by you than the men that are walking the earth right now. And Yah is the creator of all nations. Check back with the child Babel and see how he made all these nations. All praise to the Holy One of Israel for his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Kadriel, Sister Abiyah. Kadriel, Sister Abiyah. Thank you both. And that was short, quick, and sweet. Straight to the point. And so we would ask the fellow students, don't take our word for it. Burn the midnight oil. Study for yourself. And once come to some firm conclusion, make the right choices, the right decisions. Learn to love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself. Because right now, we're not doing a great job. Kadriel, Sister Abiyah, we also pray that they give them a new heart and new spirit to help facilitate these studies and make the right application. Because as I said, electricity is serious. The Most High, the creator of electricity, is much more serious. That's the Most High. Kadriel, Sasavia.
Yes, sir.
Any comments or remarks?
As always, praise Yah and seek Yah. You praise Yah and stay praised up. Shalom and good night.
Hallelujah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And we talked about that word, gods. And the Hebrew word for that word, gods, is Elohim, which is powers, which Yah has given to many things. He's given power to the angel. He's giving power to the sun, the moon, and the stars. But he's laughing at mankind and these nations. These nations got the nerve to call themselves superpowers. But you can't even beat Afghanistan or half of Vietnam or half Korea, but you're a superpower. Russia, you fighting Ukraine. Ukraine is busting you upside your head, but you're a superpower. No, you're not superpowers. And the Most High is laughing at y'all. And he uses these nations as he will, like he used Nebuchadnezzar to smash Pharaoh and to smash these other nations. The time is coming when our punishment is coming up off of us, and he's going to blot out our iniquities, and Yah is going to get his vengeance through us, the nation of Israel. That's how the nation is going to know that Yah is Yah. So beware, you nations out there. Wake up, Israel, and get connected with Yah. We're trying to follow Yah's path. Join us in building this nation. This is the website, YahWillGather.us, and we will be honoring and glorifying and magnifying Yah's precious and holy name. Good night.
Praise.
Hope to see y'all tomorrow.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
This woman and this man, they good people. Cartrell and Sister Abigail, I wish a whole lot of brothers and sisters much like them. And the restoration process would be much faster. The understanding would be much faster. The love for the Most High and this nation will be much faster. Bless them, Most High. Continue to direct and order their steps and all of our steps. We love you. May the Most High bless all of y'all. Shalom and good night. Cartrell, Sister Abigail, want to say shalom and good night to the people?
Shalom. Good night.
Sure.
Once again, shalom and good night. Love y'all.
We love y'all.
A harvest for the children.